in this business, the mindset is so important. I liken it to an Olympic athlete training for the Olympics. What would you say about that?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Johanna, just today, I went to the gym and I was looking around doing the circuit of exercise and the exercise machines. And there was a woman there about 20 years older than me. And I just admired her because there she was with one leg in a cap, doing her exercises, doing her daily disciplines, doing her daily action plan. She wasn't whining and complaining. She wasn't wimping out. She was producing. She was creating a better health for herself, even though she had a cast on one leg. If we would model ourselves after people like that in our enterprise, can imagine where our enterprise would go. And then look at our athletes. I mean, Joe Montana, you know, back surgery and went back out on the football field. You know, tennis players, both knees injured, and they're out there playing competitive tennis. You know, look at our gymnasts that sprain their ankle during the Olympics but still perform. And in terms of modeling ourselves after them, what do, Johanna? They practice every day, 7 days a week. They practice. And when they're at the best of their game, guess what they do? They practice some more. They never stop practicing. You know, if we would take and look at some of the athletes, pick any sport you want, and go through the rigor of what they do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, year after year after year after year, to develop their greatness, and take those principles that they have and apply it to our lives and our enterprise, can you imagine where we would be? I mean, I was blessed to be able to have my daughter on the United States swim team. And I had her on the swim team from the age of 9 years old. And it was really exciting to be able to be a part of that because they wanted them on time. They wanted them early. They had to be accountable for their own gym bag, their swimsuit, their belongings. They had to get in the water and do laps for 2 hours a night in an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the evening when it was cold, when it was raining. I remember my daughter being in the water and being one of the only ones that was crying because she was so cold. But because everyone was in the water, she was required to be in the water too. The coach didn't let her out. And I remember her getting out and she was actually blue from being that cold. But that's the discipline. That is the commitment that makes greatness out of human beings, you know? I remember being there and seeing a 10-year-old girl swimming laps with a cast on her arm because she knew that she needed to continue to be in there to be on the cutting edge to keep her body in shape. Her mother didn't make her do that. She did that because she had the desire to win, the desire to be more, the desire to be great at 10 years old. What we could learn from our children and even some of the sports that our children are in and the coaches and the instructors and the mentors that they have would lead us to greatness. If we could just model that 10-year-old, that 9-year-old. I've seen 5-year-olds swimming competitively 2 hours a day, working out, practicing day after day after day, and not letting up and taking themselves to greatness. I mean, that just amazes me.
Why do you think it's so important when you liken that to what it is that we're doing in this business?
Because we have a skill that we need to hone. It is the art of connecting, the art of producing, the art of creating. And we're only going to get better through doing. We're only going to get better through being in action. If we're not in action, we're not going to be improving. This is a learn-as-you-earn program. And the only way you learn is through doing. It's the only way you learn is through being in action. If you're not in action, you're not learning. If you're not learning, you're never going to produce. If you're not learning, you're not going to get the paycheck. And that cycle, that learning curve, is going to be different for everyone. Some are going to get it quicker than others. But I look at doctors, you know, they go into debt for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They know they got an 8 to 10 year program to go to medical school to become a doctor. Do they let the debt get in their way? If they did, they would never be a doctor. Do they say, let me go do brain surgery first and then I'll go get an education? No, they don't. They go to school, they learn, they invest in books, they invest in tuition, they invest in themselves to be able to have more, do more, and be more later on.